You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday or Sushi Tuesday or whatever Tuesday you want it to be. And this is Elizabeth Powell with Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody, to yet another Tuesday, an amazing Tuesday. And hope everybody has had an amazing weekend, an amazing Thanksgiving.
And oh, yeah. Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. Travel Tuesday, too?
Travel Tuesday as well, yeah. It's referred to as Travel Tuesday now. It's some of the best deals in travel today, from what I've heard.
Yes. So, of course, I'm traveling again. or I'm still traveling, I guess the word is it. So where I'm staying, though, my Wi-Fi isn't that great. So I came outside so I can talk to y'all. So if you hear boats and airplanes and people talking and laughing, that's why. I'm standing right next to a beautiful weather, next to a beautiful river. It's about 67 degrees right now. And it looks amazing, but you'll probably hear an echo and some background noise. So just a heads up. But we have a really exciting show. So that's why we're here, right?
Yep. It's a show with a view today. I hope everybody's ready.
Yes. Next time, I'll have to turn on the cam and like stream it and then show everybody where I'm at. That might be a good idea, actually. Y'all can look at the beautiful views while we talk about finance and investing.
I think that's a great combination. Next week we'll do it 100%.
Yeah. So, you know, when you learn how to trade the right way and you learn how to invest the right way and you learn how to manage your finances and your taxes and all that stuff, you can travel. Like, you can do this. It only takes like 50 minutes a day of trading to do this.
And it only gets easier, right? It's the start that's hard, and even the start's easy now. It's all super, super easy. Super simple, super easy, and everything is going to be a breeze, like the breeze by the river today.
Yeah, I can feel the breeze. You can probably hear the breeze, but yeah.
A little bit, but that's why I mentioned it. But it sounds amazing. I hope it looks amazing. I've seen a few pictures. But today, as we said, an exciting show is ahead.
All right.
Elizabeth, you want to kick it off?
Also been working nonstop. these international hours are getting to me. I'm going to bed at 1:30 and waking up at 3 and going to sleep at 1:30 and waking up at 6. So, yeah, I'm working 24/7 basically, but it's all worth it because we have a lot of things coming up. We did a big announcement on Twitter yesterday. So we had a big announcement, and we'll talk about it a little bit at the end, so stay tuned to the end, but we're going to teach you all how to trade easy, and then also give you some perspective, because I know that a lot of people in the real world who haven't been exposed to investing or finance or trading have different ways that they look at things, especially when something's new. We're always going to be hesitant, but we're going to talk about that tonight too. And then also how easy we're going to make it for people to try out things so that it's simple, easy to use, and you get a better understanding. And of course, everything that we say is always not financial advice. Do your own research. It's for educational purposes only. But if you learn, it can benefit you. Like, if you learn and you figure things out and you try new things and dabble a little bit here and there with your coffee money, it can be beneficial to you. So that's the goal, right? To introduce new things and new ways of seeing things, new perspectives, and then hopefully open a lot of other doors for you.
Yes. Yes. Making when everything is simple and easy and you're able to understand it, everything's going to be so much better. And it all starts here, learning how to trade and just understanding what charts mean, how to even get to charts, what to do, where to look, and how do you get your money involved, right? And the real question is, how do I get started? How do I get my money involved? But that's not the real place where you start. The place to start is by analyzing charts and analyzing markets to figure out what the best fit is for you, right? Because whether you're going into stocks, bonds, ETFs, crypto, it's all, you have to be able to understand what you're getting into before you get into it. And we've been preaching it and we've been saying it over and over again to just take your copy money or take free money, because Coinbase for crypto gives you free money. You don't have to put a dime up to do anything to analyze the markets. It all starts with accessing charts. And there's a free platform, and it's the most native one that everyone uses to start figuring out what they like, right? Because everyone has to figure out what they like. And what market do you want to get into? And personally, I look at crypto, right? And I'd say, actually, I don't want to go into this. Elizabeth, do you want to go into what platform they should jump onto?
Well, so let's talk a little bit first. So for the last, 10 months or so, we've been coming every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we've been trying to introduce and open up the doors for opportunities in investing and to learn how to invest and learn about finance and to kind of give answers to the stigmas or the slang or the way that most everything tries to keep outsiders out. And so we've been trying to give it so that you would all understand like how investing works, how stocks work, how bonds work, how fixing your credit, buying a car, buying a house, buying into crypto, buying into currency or bonds, ETFs. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. And I want everyone to think of it this way. So think of it in the beginning. We always go through tech cycles. So we go through the industrial age and we go through the tech age and we go through, I'm probably doing these out of order because it's been a while since I've been on my econ class or my history class, but we go through different cycles. So think about it when the web first came out. I'm sure there was a lot of resistance to people going online on the web. They didn't know what it was. It was unheard of. It was like magical internet, magical computer, magical. They didn't know what it was. And then people got user-friendly and started using the web. And then they moved over to cell phone apps. And then that was something new for everyone to try out too. So cell phone apps were like a big mystery and everybody was trying to do cell phone apps. And then loading all the apps onto their phone and overloading it with memory. And then Apple would keep coming up with more updates and bigger memory and bigger phones so that it could accommodate all this new technology. So every single time we come into a new tech cycle, we're always going to have resistance. There's always going to be the early adopters. The early adopters are the ones who end up making a lot of money because they take the most risk, but they also get the most reward, right? And it doesn't take a lot of risk to enter in if you're an early adopter. You can enter in with small amounts and still make gains. So we were looking back at charts and we were looking back at BTC and ETH when it first started. I mean, like ETH was a dollar back in, 2008?
I think it was 2008.
Yeah, it was around a dollar 2008. In 2016, I think it was 2016, we looked at the price of BTC and it was only like 12 grand, I think. I'm going off of memory. I have to look at my other phone to get exact numbers. But so think about that. That was only like BTC being low was only about 8 years ago. And then ETH at a dollar, like if somebody invested in ETH for a dollar and they just bought 100 ETH at a dollar, ETH right now is at $36.55. So if you have 100 shares of that, that we call like shares, so you understand like stocks and bonds, but you have 100 ETH and you bought it for a dollar, now it's at $36.56, you would have 100 times $36.56. So let me look back and see when the ETH was the price it is. So it's just back in, it was $90 on March 2020.
Oh,
so it was $100 back in March 2020. So since then, it's gone up 365x. And the all-time high was like about, it's showing here, 45.37. It hit 45.37. I think it was like November of 2021 it was. And then let's see when ETH was a dollar. ETH was a dollar. Oh, it was 10 cents. Let's see when ETH was 10 cents. I just saw it.
10 cents?
10 cents. And it was back in 2017. Hold on, let me look. Okay, $10 in 2017. It was, I'm scrolling through. If y'all could see my chart. 2016, it was $7. It was 95. Let's see, here we go. In January 2016, ETH was a dollar. That was only 8 years ago. So ETH was a dollar. If you bought it for a dollar and you bought 100 shares, I'm talking like stocks. You bought 100 ETH back in 2016. It's now 3646. You would have multiplied 100 times 3646. So you would have, oh my goodness, $364,000 off of just buying 100 back in 2016. That was only 8 years ago. So think of it this way. Every single time we have new technology come out, there's a lot of people that are apprehensive. They're like, it's too good to be true. It can't happen. Also, they're not patient. They want everything done in an hour, 2 hours, or 24 hours. If you have patience and you're using money that is your coffee money, you stick it away. It's your extra money. It's your spending money. It's your discretionary money. It's what you go out and you buy your coffee or your junk or your splurge with. And you just buy random stuff at low amounts and then tuck it away. It has that opportunity, especially if it's new technology, to grow. And yes, some things hit fast. Like sometimes we hit numbers that hit like a 20x or 100x or 1000x within an hour. And then sometimes stuff takes like 7 days, or sometimes things take 3 months, or sometimes some things take a year. I mean, think of ETH. It was high risk, and a lot of people were talking about it, and they didn't know, they're hesitant to get into it. But if you just took $100, which is, you know, like 10 coffees for the week, 10 coffees for the week, and you invested in ETH back then for a dollar, you would have $365,000 right now off of $100. So you have to like look at opportunities, look at things differently, and then don't send all of your money in. Always go for whatever is a high risk. You'll only enter with low amounts.
Yes, and that's the key. It's entering with low amounts. And it's risk, right? It's risk management. And if you're entering with coffee money, your risk is already pretty low. You're not risking anything you don't have. And your only risk you're taking is with that $10. $10, it could get you so far if you jump in something and take a risk. And if you're doing it smartly, it can take you extremely far, possibly hitting those 1000x's, 100x's, 10x's, 20x's with very quickly. But
You also want to make sure that it's money that you're willing to go to zero. So
coffee money.
So you're playing the odds. You're betting on technology. You're betting on the future. In a sense, it's not like an official quote unquote bet. It's an investment, but a lot of investments have risks. So if you entered into an IPO, and so say it was a competitor of Google. Sorry, there's an airplane behind me. If you entered into say like you went to go buy stocks and Google came out and you entered into the competitor of Google. I'm trying to think of who was Google's competitor, Bing.
Bing.
So say you bought into Bing instead of Google. I don't even know what Bing is at. I think it's Microsoft is the owner of that. So say you bought into Bing instead of buying into Google. That's your risk, right? You chose the wrong one, hypothetically. I mean, you could have still probably made money in the beginning when it had all the hype and it ended up multiplying on the price. But if you like bought both of them, so say you bought $10 worth of Google when it first came out and $10 worth of Bing when it first came out, and then you tucked it away and you waited to see what it would do and it would grow, one of those portfolios are going to come up and one of those portfolios are going to increase. That's why they always say to diversify your portfolio. So if you're into stocks and bonds, that you always diversify your portfolio. You put it into some of the stable, more stable stuff, which is the blue chips. You put some into the mid caps, and then you also put some into the small caps. And then the high risk is the international stocks or like the IPOs and stuff, but they're also the ones that give you higher returns. So whenever you invest, you always make sure that you mitigate your portfolio, and you're investing wisely, and you're putting your heavier amounts that are long-term holds. They're not going to increase as rapidly and as fast, but over the progression on the long-term, you're still going to get an average of a 12% return on your stock portfolio. So when you're investing in crypto, you don't want to invest all of your money in that too. You also want to do discretionary money, especially if you don't know what you're doing yet. And then you put small amounts in it. And we have a thing called dollar cost averaging, which you'll hear everyone talk about. They do tend to say it the wrong way. But dollar cost averaging usually means that like every week you take $10 and you stick $10 into the stocks. And I always refer back to Tesla because most everyone knows what Tesla is. So say you buy Tesla stock, and this is week one, you put $10 in towards the stock today, and then next week you put another $10 into the stock, and then week three you put another $10 into the stock, and then week four you put another $10 into the stock. And so after 10 weeks, you're going to have $100 invested, but your portfolio is going to vary because maybe that $10 that you put into the stock price was at $400, and then another time it was at $300, another time it was at $200, another time it was at $600. So if you average it out, your portfolio might now be at $150. You've gained $50 on that investment because you've bought it at different price points throughout the 10-week period, and you've only invested $10. That's your dollar cost average. So when you're investing, you want to make sure that you're not throwing big chunks of money right away, but you're learning about what you're investing in, and then do small amounts, and then tuck it away, and then look back at it later.
Exactly. And you can monitor that fairly easily, especially if you invest in small and easy to read numbers, like $1, $10, and it's easy to track. And that's the peace of mind that you can get as well. And you can monitor these numbers very easily. If it goes up 10%, then you have $1 and $1.10, $1.10. If it goes up 100%, then you're at $2 and it doubles. But the key is to invest smartly and to invest and manage your risk and manage where you're putting your money and diversifying your assets. Because it's one thing to go all in and be a little bit crazy with it. And it's a completely other aspect in where you feel secure and you feel in control when you're able to diversify your assets in a smart way with your blue chips, your mid caps, your IPOs, and making yourself feel comfortable with where you are. So you know you're always going to have capital, and you can play the markets accordingly. If you see something in the IPOs that's moving fast and it's in the tech market, okay, maybe the tech market's going to move, and you can adjust your mid caps and your large caps accordingly. It'll help you adjust and find opportunities itself. It'll open more doors. And that's the key with trading, is to analyze the markets, to find out the opportunities of growth and the opportunities where you can make and you can be successful and capitalize on it, and being open to additional possibilities. Taking a loss is not the end of the world. Spending time is not the end of the world. And waiting is not the end of the world. Spending the time waiting it out, or sitting there and analyzing and being patient with your decisions and critical and theoretical and logical, that's where people really succeed in terms of trading.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there. So you also have to think of, okay, maybe I did buy the top, but how long is it going to take it before it reverses and it comes back? And so if you look back at historicals from time and then come up until now, we always are going to have fluctuation in the markets. You just have to wait it out. And if you're using risk money, discretionary money, it's money that you would have spent on a coffee anyway, so it's money that's just, it's extra money for you, right? So I want y'all to think of this too. So every time we have new technology, so we go through our cycles, you know, we had the revolutionary age and the industrial age, and then we had webs, and then we have apps, and now we have AI, and we have crypto. Every time we have something new, any type of new technology, we're going to get an inflood of good people, and then we're also going to get people who kind of try to take advantage of the market. And so it's always good to look at your sources and where you're investing and then find out more information. And the best way to start is to go to one of your majors, which is like CB, Coinbase, and then just open an account and then start with $10 and work your way from there. But I want you all to think of this too. So when Robinhood came out, Robinhood gave people the opportunity that didn't know how to invest, or it was a hurdle to get into investing. Because before, when you bought stocks, you would have to buy 100 shares of stock just to enter into a trade. And then to qualify, if you wanted to do an option account or a margin account, or you wanted to buy anything that was deemed like kind of risky, you had to verify your assets and you had to qualify to be able to do that. So to go like into a margin account or option account, they used to make people qualify where they had to have $150,000 in the bank and they had to have a 250 to a million net worth to even to invest into risk. Because if you're investing in risk, they're hoping that at least if you have that kind of money, that you've been through the different hurdles and you've understood how to mitigate your risk and you understand how to make money. And that you have discretionary money to lose. But you also have the upside, because whenever you enter into something that's a little bit high risk, here goes another airplane, you get the joys of the airplanes and the river sounds. Whenever you have a high risk, that you want to make sure that you invest smartly. You're not throwing your whole entire house payment into there or your car payment into there. You're using small amounts because high risk deems high rewards. So when we built out all of the trading platforms, the goal is that you didn't have to use a lot of money to trade, that you could use small amounts. You can trade with as little as $10 or $20 a play, but it also has a higher reward. So hypothetically, if you play the odds and you play the numbers and you want to mitigate your risk, you're not throwing thousands of dollars to try and make a 10% return or a 2% return. Again, if you're investing $1,000 and you're only making a $20 return on it, that's not that much money. And so if it's a high risk play with $1,000 and you're only making $20, it's not worth it on that risk. But if you're trading and you're only investing $10, which is like a low threshold, it's a low amount, it's discretionary money, but you have that room to make double your money to 20, then you're at an advantage, right? So the goal was, whenever we built anything out, that we would make sure that there was enough room that if somebody enters too late or they exit too early, they still have that room to mitigate. And most people are happy with the 2x. Most people are happy with the 2%. So if you invested $10 and you made $10.20, guess what? You caught your 2%. And that's really easy to do. If you wanted to catch 20%, then you would make $12. Like, your investment would go from $10 to $12. And that's really easy to do too. But the goal is like to at least you're going to catch $20. So you're doubling your money, but your risk is very, very low because you're only trading with $10. And whenever you start in the beginning, you want to find out as much as you can, invest with a little bit of money, play around with it, do paper trading first, which means do hypotheticals. So you enter into a trade, you would say, okay, right now I can see that the price is at this amount. So I see the market cap is at 3K. Okay, so if I entered into the trade right now with $10, and then I see that the market cap goes up to 6K, and that means that my money went from $10 to $20 on my investment. On paper, if I exited right now, I would have made $20 off my $10, so I would have doubled it. So I'm paper trading, I'm saying hypothetical, I'm going to enter into this amount and then exit at this amount. That's a paper trade. A paper trade is when you're like doing a hypothetical, but you're not actually executing, you're not putting money in, you're just saying, if I enter right now, and you would mark that point or screenshot that point, and then if you exit at that point on the $20 and you exit at that point. So it's always better whenever you're learning how to trade that you paper trade first, and then you move over to small amounts, and then you practice, and then you get better, and then you can do bigger amounts as you go along. Same thing when Robinhood came out. People, again, you had to qualify with high value portfolios. You had to have a big net worth. You had to have discretionary money. You had to have so much money in the bank. because they knew that you would have a higher risk if you're trading and you didn't know what you were doing. And most people who have investments, have money, have been trading, they know what they're doing if they have a high net worth. So when Robinhood came out, it solved that issue to get the mass population into trading because they couldn't buy 100 shares of stocks. They couldn't margin their calls and like leverage it where they only had $10,000 to invest and buy $100,000 worth of stock. They couldn't do options because they didn't have enough money. So what Robinhood did to solve the issue, to try and get more people into invest and to try it out, here goes another airplane. Or a helicopter. So what they would try to do is they would split the stock up. So you would get a percentage of the amount of the stock. So say a stock was $100 and you only had $10 to invest. You could buy $10 of that $100 stock. You own 10% of that stock. So instead of having to buy 100 shares and invest so much money, you could go in and now be a smart investor with only $10. Water break.
I think I started with nothing, to be honest. Going in, when you go into a new market or explore a new market, you don't want to start with as little as possible because you're still skeptical. But when you go in, you start with a low amount, test the waters, and whatever happens with it, happens with it. It's your coffee money. And that's where you get to be risky. And you get to choose what you want to go into. You get to test. You can test, oh, I want to test a blue chip. Okay, throw a test of blue chip. I want to go test a mid cap. You can go do that. And then you want to go and test an IPO. And then you end up getting 1,000x and 100x on an IPO because you took a risk. Because you took that high risk, high reward mentality and you were okay with it because it was your coffee money. And you turn that $10 into $10,000. That 10,000, now you can make 1,000 trades with just that singular, and you have to think of it. You can put that $10 back. You can go buy your coffee that week. Mm-hmm. And now you have, 99 other trades that you can take with that $10 that you started with. All that money you just got, because you took that initial risk, enabled you to make 99 trades instead of only sticking with one. And that's right. Not so hard to do.
Right. So that's after you learn about it, paper trade, and then try your $10.
Exactly.
And it's a learning curve. Like when you're first learning, like anything else, it's going to be a learning curve. Like some days will be good, some days will be bad. But the more you practice and the more you understand, the better you get at it. Just like if you go to play sports and like kids are starting out in Little League and baseball and they're 4 or 5 years old and they don't know how to hold a bat. They don't know how to run bases. They don't know how to throw a ball. They don't know how to pitch. So they're starting out. They're not going to go into the major leagues on day one. They have to learn how to like do all those things. And then they practice and then they go into their high school and then they go into college and then they go into pro ball and then become part of the major leagues. So same thing on anything that you do. Like if you're studying, you're going to school, you're going to start out in kindergarten. You're not going to go to college day two. You're going to learn. So the goal is like we've been trying to teach you all about a lot of information. Yes, it is a lot of information. But if you're thirsty for the knowledge, it's a good source to get. You can find sources on YouTube, on books, on different things too. A lot of people haven't been talking about investing that much. And so we want to open the doors. Like you don't learn about investing in school. So we want to like open the doors so that people can get a better understanding and not be so fearful of investing, because investing will better your life. Most people who make most of their money, they make it on investing, not on their 9-to-5 job. You can take your 9-to-5 job and then put some money away, like put it into a 401k or an IRA or a SEP, another airplane. And if you invest, like by the time you retire, you'll have that money, you'll have that nest egg because you've been putting money aside. And then if you're a little bit more aggressive on investing and you learn a little bit more, your investing can increase. Same thing with buying property. You can buy one property, have a rental property, it cash flows out, it pays for all of your bills. And then the tenants basically pay for your mortgage. And then after so many years, then your mortgage paid off, you have that asset and you have that investment, right? So anything that you do, it just starts with day one. It starts with a small amount and then it becomes a learning curve. It comes practice. And then you decide if, yes, this is for me, or no, this isn't for me, or I'm going to try something else. So I'm going to try stocks, or I'm going to try the day trading on Dow Jones, or I'm going to try investing in mutual funds, or I'm going to go into just CDs or something else. Like, you have to make the decision on what your risk level is, what your tolerance level is, and then choose that investment style. But you won't know what you like or what you're good at unless you try a little bit of each, right? And when you're trying a little bit of each, you start with small amounts, or you paper trade, and then you see if it's exciting or not. And then if it's exciting, then it's something that you pursue, just like your passions. If it's something that you're exciting and you love and you want to do, then you pursue that. And like, maybe this isn't for everybody, but we want to open the doors and we want to bring in people who want to try things out and give them that opportunity. And then we're going to talk how we simplified it and how we made it easy. And so you can try it too, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Because it is simple and easy, right? It is, and it gets simpler and easier in the future, right? And the future is sooner than you think. That's the mentality I like to live on. The future is sooner than you think. The future is tomorrow. The future is in 1 minute. The future is in 10 minutes. Future is now. You're living in the future. Because every second that goes by that you don't take a risk, that you don't take that leap, is a missed opportunity. And will you take that opportunity or will you let it pass? And I like to take all my opportunities. I like to jump on any opportunity that's presented my way, any possibility, and take risks with it. And it can only be $10. It could be a minute of your time. It could be 10 minutes of your time. It could be 15 minutes learning how to trade and then only doing it every day for 15 minutes and not having to touch it ever again after that. That's the future.
And just think, you're in the future over me.
I am in the future.
I'm in California time and you're in East Coast time. So tell me about the future in 3 hours.
The future in 3 hours looks very bright.
It looks very bright. It's dark, but it looks very bright. It's nighttime.
It's nighttime, but all I see is light.
It's nighttime here too. No, but so the other thing we want to talk about too, and we had this discussion, is people I know are kind of fearful of, like, quote unquote crypto, but basically what you have to think of it this way. So stocks, let me explain it this way. So stocks is like you're getting a piece of paper, or you're getting a digital piece of paper basically that says you own a certain percentage amount of a business. So what they do is they take the business, they have a corporation, they issue so many stocks, which gives you the opportunity to buy into the investment, but you're able to trade, like buy and sell that stock. So you're able to buy and sell that percentage of that business. So say, again, let's go back to Tesla. And so say Tesla has, I haven't even looked up the actual numbers, and maybe I should do this for the next time. But so say Tesla has 1 million shares, right? And they have different levels of shares. They have AB shares, they have voting shares, they have special kinds of shares, and another airplane's flying by.
We should
have a segment that you have to do a shot every single time an airplane flies by while I'm talking about investing. I'm just kidding. So say you have 1 million, there's 1 million shares of Tesla. I know that they have more than that, but, and if you own one, you own 1 of 1 million shares of Tesla, right? So, and you can buy and sell it. You can trade it. It's an asset. It's a digital asset. It's considered a security. That's how it's clarified. And so now that we're coming into new tax laws, we're coming into new evolving around international, and 2025 is opening a lot of doors. We're already in December. We're coming into January, which means that a lot of countries are changing their tax laws on crypto. A lot of countries are changing the way that they see crypto. They're giving more opportunities because they see that it's not dying out. It's only getting stronger and bigger. But a lot of other people also kind of have a bad view on crypto. And I understand that. And the reason being is, like, whenever you have new technology, you're going to have the good people that come in, and you're also going to have the bad people that come in and try and take advantage. And so when you're hearing stories, sometimes you only hear the bad stories. You don't hear the good stories of how it's benefiting. You don't hear, like, how people are trying to build businesses out of it. You don't hear how people are trying to form communities and friendships. You don't hear about all the positive aspects of it. You tend to only hear, like, the negative aspects of it. And that's the thing that we fight, like, daily, is, like, the negative aspects that come into crypto. And we're trying to make a change and make crypto better. But you also have to understand what crypto is. And I'll explain to you, like, how we're trying to make it better, too. One, we're trying to help everybody understand it, like, how the investment works. And crypto, I personally see it, again, do your own research, not financial advice. I'm not stating any facts. I see it as a currency. So the way that I see it as a currency is, if I bought yen with a dollar, or I bought euros with a dollar, and I swapped out my dollars to euros, I'm going to get an exchange rate. So same thing with Canadian dollars. If I swap my USDC over to Canadian dollars, I'm going to get an exchange rate, right?
Yep.
Crypto is kind of the same thing. So crypto is now giving us the opportunity where we can buy and sell goods with crypto. So, I mean, Trump bought a hamburger with crypto. So it's showing that that was, like, a monetary currency, that he purchased a good, which was a hamburger, with currency. Now, if it was a stock, I couldn't come up to McDonald's and say, here, I have a share of a Tesla stock. I'd like to buy a hamburger. Can you give me change back in stock? They can't do that. But if I came up to McDonald's and they were accepting cryptocurrency, which, again, the word at the end is called currency. And so they were accepting, like, Ethereum, or they're accepting BTC. And I said, hey, I want to buy a hamburger. I would get the exchange rate that day, basically what Bitcoin was worth in US dollars. And if I'm buying, I think hamburgers are probably like 10 bucks now. I don't know. I don't buy hamburgers anymore. if I went and bought a hamburger and it cost me $10, I would exchange it for $10 worth of Bitcoin. If I want to go on Amazon and so I wanted to buy a sweatshirt, I couldn't take a house and say, hey, I want to buy a sweatshirt with a house. Can you give me back change? I can't do that. But if I wanted to go buy a sweatshirt with Bitcoin or with Ethereum, I could buy it with the amount it's valued in USDC. If I wanted to go buy a sweatshirt with yen, I could go on Amazon, do the exchange, and then buy it with yen. So it's able to exchange back and forth into currency. It's able to exchange back and forth into USDC, into DAI, to Tether. And once you cash it out, you're able to cash it out into your currency, and you can do it right away. So I view it, and this is my own personal belief, it's not laws, because everything is based differently in each country. Everything's based differently in the states, based on its own tax laws and what they're claiming it as. But since I can go buy and sell goods with it, I can do the exact amount based on the dollar value because I'm in the states. I consider it as a currency. If I have ETH and I needed to get cash today, I could swap out my ETH to USDC, swap it to cash, and send it to my bank, and I would have it within, like, a minute. If I had to go get cash from my ATM or something, I would have to go to the bank, take my ATM, which is, again, digital, right? My ATM is digital. Yeah, I stick the ATM in the machine. It's digital, and then it gives me out the cash. So there's also ATMs where you can use Bitcoin and cash. There's ATMs where you can use Ethereum and cash. So it's basically, we're already walking around with digital currency on our ATM. We're walking around with digital currency on our Visa. We're walking around with digital currency online, and we go to buy a sweatshirt online with, quote unquote, our bank card, which is digital currency. So Ethereum, BTC, and the other ones are similar. We're already able to swap it out for cash. We can buy goods and services with it. We can exchange it. We can change it out for cash within a minute. So me personally, I see it as a form of currency. And since the currency fluctuates, one day it my dollar, if I stuck a dollar in my Ethereum, and since December, let's see, no, since November 4th, we were at 2,400. Today we're at 3,650 right now. I think it ran up this today. It's gone up $1,250 over 24. It's gone up 50%. So my dollar that I had on November 4th in the morning is now worth $1.50. So my currency value is going up, where currencies fluctuate too. So currencies in the yen is fluctuating based on what's going on. Right now, there's a disruption in South Korea, so their value is going to go down on their currency. If there's something going on in another country, their value is going to go down in currency. Like the Canadian exchange from USD over to Canadian is like, what, 140? You need 140 Canadian to swap it over for a dollar in US?
Yes, it's right? around $1.40.
Right, so it's about $1.40. So like if I have Ethereum and I swap my dollar over, it's going to have the value in whatever it is today. And my value, my dollar's gone up 50% in a month. Actually went up in like 7 days, but it's been hovering around this price. So I personally see it as a currency. I see it as value. I see it as an appreciation. I see it as an asset that's giving me value, that's giving, it's hedging inflation for me. It's giving me benefits. It's giving me value. And it's only getting better and better and better. And like, I know a lot of other people see it on the stories that they hear or the negative things that come out of it. And whatever you have new technology, you're going to have that, right? But you also have to listen to the good stories. You don't always want to focus on the bad. You also have to listen to the good stories. So the other thing that we're doing as a company is we're opening up the doors for nonprofits so they can accept cryptocurrency as donations so they can get more money. And so people have a way to donate currency. They have a way to donate to these nonprofits so they can have the benefit of tax write-offs. And then the nonprofits now have the benefit of getting more money so that they can do what they're supposed to do and better the world also. So we're also opening up the doors that way. We have a couple things coming out with that, but just yesterday we sent out an email to 500 nonprofits because I've been heavily involved in nonprofits, and we've opened the doors so that now they can accept cryptocurrency as donations, and then whoever's sending it to them will get the information from the nonprofit, and whatever state or country you're in based on your tax laws, then you'll get the write-off based off of that, but it also opens the door. So we're trying to make cryptocurrency better. We're trying to open people's eyes to the positive aspects of it. And if you focus on the positive and you stay in that area that's the positive and you don't get sucked into these scams or these people with fake promises or these people with fake tech or these people with trying to say that other things exist, it's like getting that email that tells you that I'm king whatever from another country and send me $1 million. Like, are y'all going to respond to that? If you respond to that, then you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's this kind of stuff happens everywhere, right? And it's always going to happen whenever there's new technology. But if you stay where the good is and you try and focus on the good and you try to make things better, technology can only benefit your life. It can only be positive for you.
I don't want any emails from King Julian from Madagascar. But,
right. You got to move it.
Okay. Exactly. But with emerging tech and new tech, a lot of red flags arise, and you have to steer clear of those. And like, and we always mention keep steer clear of all the negativity, always be positive, look for the bright side, don't get involved in the negativity, don't get sucked into it. It's hard not to at times, but you have to learn how to avoid it and shut it out.
But you have to do that in everything, right?
Exactly. So like
if somebody's going to tell you they're going to sell you a house for a dollar, are you going to believe them?
No.
If somebody sends you an email that they're going to give you a $1 million prize, are you going to believe them? So
no.
Like you have to use, what is that word? It's been a long day. I've been working 24 hours a day and my brain's gone.
I think it just comes down to common sense.
Common sense. So you have to use common sense. But so here's the big thing. We're getting ready to close up, but I want to wrap it up with this. Like, I know that for these last 10 months, it sounded so complicated, right? Because getting into trading and getting into investing, it's kind of complicated. Like learning how to open a wallet and learn how to swap over to ETH, or learning how to buy a house or fix your credit and do remodeling and list it with a realtor and do open houses. Like, it is complicated, yes, but you can also make good money if you learn how to do it, right? Buying a car instead of going to the lot and buying full price on MSRP is easy. Doing your research and finding out the deals and finding out the best interest rates and the rebates that they're offering to the dealer and the rebates that they're offering to consumers and getting a lower price and getting below list is a little difficult, but you get a good deal. So like anything that you do that's going to benefit you, it takes a little bit of work. It takes a little bit of research. It takes a little bit of studying, but it's always going to benefit you. So we've been doing this since February. We've been trying to help people learn the process and make it more simple and give you news when it's coming up and tell you when ETH is going to run and tell you when BTC is going to run and give you advantages and try to help you out. But in doing so, we also know that getting into Web3, like, it was hard in the beginning. You had to go into Discords and you had to find chats and you had to go to 30 different websites and you had to find out what would make something be valuable. And then you had to see who else was talking about it and you had to get in early and you had to make sure you use the three rule, buy three, you break even on the first, you de-risk on the second with profit. And then on the third one, you do a moon or dust. And when you trade, same thing, you de-risk and you play for free, you get your initial out and you ride the money for free. So yes, it sounds complicated, but in doing so, we've built out a platform that now makes it easy for everyone to use. It's simple to get online now. It's simple to buy cryptocurrency, quote unquote currency. It's simple. It's that you don't have to do all the stuff that we did. We take all of that hard work out of it and we made it simple. So all you have to do is sign up. The platform comes up for you. You can make it as simple as you want to or as complex as you want to. There's no cost to sign up. You can look at the charts. You can get your TA. You can look at all the tokens. You can look at the price of ETH and BTC. You can monitor it daily. We have different functions in place. So if you want to trade, it's easy to trade, but it costs nothing to sign up. And so the goal was is to bring on the mass population, to make trading easy for everybody, to take all the difficulty, put it on the back end and make it simple in the front. So all you have to do is like go in, log in, trade, set it up, exit, and you're done. We make life easy now. You don't have to go to 30 different websites. You don't have to research every single token. You don't have to find the lowest entry. You don't have to do research for months on end to find one. Everything's brought to you now. Everything's simple to you now. So like when Robinhood came out, it revolutionized the trading. It revolutionized buying stocks and bonds. You didn't have to buy 100 shares anymore. You can buy a dollar worth. We made it simple and easy on this platform that all you do is sign up and then you start trading. We made it easy so you don't have to do all the research anymore and it does it all for you. And again, like I said last week, we're announcing what it is. Our holders are getting the links tomorrow. We're going to start sharing the links. We announced our branding and our name. It came out yesterday on Twitter. So if you go onto AI Signal or you go onto AI Base, you'll see the name of the platform and the trading platform. It's called Dragon. Can't talk today. It's called Dragon Pro. It's a universal platform that trades on ETH and Base. Sol's coming out. NFT's coming out. There's other things that are coming out. It's really easy to use. All you have to do is get the link, sign up for it. Once you get your link, you sign up for it, and then you start trading really easy. So we're making life easier so that all these things and all this information that we've given you, all this training that we've given you, all this details that we've given you, now it's in one system, and it's very simple and easy to use. You just sign up, and you start trading. No more difficulty, no more like searching everywhere, no more trying to figure everything out. You trade on it with your currency. And then the goal is like to onboard everybody and then also help nonprofits and then make life easier.
Yes, we're going to onboard the masses. Everybody can use it. It's as simple as you make it. Super, super simple. Everyone can use it at your own will. Zero cost, completely free.
To sign up. It is to sign up. Yeah, and we'll explain more in detail, but it's very simple and easy to use. Again, it's called Dragon Pro. We'll be putting links so y'all can sign up really soon. I know we had a long segment today. I've had lots of water and lots of airplanes, but it has been wonderful talking to y'all. We will talk to you next week. Look for the links inside of our archive segments, and let's start investing, everyone. Thank you for Tech Trend Investments. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.